welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think 22 Conference in Chicago, Illinois. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Zachary Christensen from Mitchell Stankovic & Associates. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. Better now that you're here.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I'm glad I am here. I'm not quite sure where I'm at.
You've been all over the world, it seems like, the last couple of weeks, but you made it here. So
I did. Yes, thank you. Nice and brisk.
It is a that's the best word for it, right? It is brisk here in Chicago. Yeah, I think winter has returned here just for a few days here, but it's supposed to be beautiful next week.
Of course it is.
I just looked at it's all in the 70s and bright sunshiny. But anyway, hey, it's Chicago.
That's right.
A great town.
That's right.
And we're here at the Co-op Think, and I couldn't ask for anything better. So
yes,
good stuff.
Absolutely.
So what brings you here? I'm surprised to see you, but like, hey, oh my gosh, Zach is here.
Yeah,
so,
you know, with Mitchell Stankovic & Associates, Co-op's actually a big partner with us in the underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and thinks all about thought leadership. And as you know, that's what we do with the underground, with Mitchell Stankovic & Associates. So being here to learn more about what they have to say, dig in more onto the payments and the technology that they have coming up, which is going to be a big part of the conversation for Mitchell Stankovic & Associates and the underground coming up through this year. So it's a perfect fit. Makes sense.
Yeah. Anything stand out for you from this morning's presentation?
Well, you know, I'm really excited that they're continuing the conversation about financial well-being for all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a theme that I've seen in conferences throughout this year.
Yeah, you're right.
And I know that both MSA and CU Pride are on the CU DEI collective.
Mm-hmm.
And financial well-being for all is a focus, is part of our mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing that every conference is focused in on that, and seeing Gigi and Jim up there speak to it was really great this morning.
Yeah, it was a good panel this morning for sure. So so let's talk about, let's lay this with CU Pride. You want to give us a quick update on that?
Well, as you know, June is coming up, which is Pride Month, but we're labeling it CU Pride Month
there
for the industry. Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah. So we are going to have a month filled with events. We're going to kick off on Friday, June 3rd, 9 a.m. Pacific time with our second CU Pride Leadership Conference.
Oh, right on.
It's going to be 4 hours of jam-packed keynotes and special guest mm-hmm. panels and mm-hmm. moderators. And we're gonna cover a whole different host of topics that are LGBTQ plus mm-hmm. specific,
mm-hmm.
and really give our members and different credit unions a peek into what some others are doing out there. Because a lot of people are asking the question, what do we do? How do we do it? From the board level down.
Right.
And so we're gonna hit on a little bit of all of that throughout the conference. And then we'll have some smattering of, we're calling like 30-minute micro bursts of education throughout the month. And then we're going to end it with our third annual virtual celebration, which is the Credit Union Pride Parade, you know, party. And so that'll be on June 24th.
Okay.
And so you can go to cupride.org mm-hmm. and check that out and get registered.
All that stuff will be listed.
All that stuff is right there. And this year for the leadership conference, instead of doing, you know, a big package, we tried to find the equity in it. And so it's $99 and 4 hours of packed information.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And so that way, if individuals need to, you know, want to be a part of it and maybe don't have the ability to do that, hopefully they can.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, CU Pride has grown so much over...
Incredibly.
Is it 4 years now?
No, you would think. No, this June will be 2 years.
It seems longer than that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, I was just at the Inclusive Conference and speaking on a panel there about DEI, and I had a lot of people asking, you know, what does your board look like? And it's like, we're not there. I mean, you know, AACUC and NALCUP have been around for, you know, decades.
That's right.
And we're, it feels like we've been around that long, the momentum has just been incredible.
Well, in that short a time, the momentum for
sure. So, I mean, right now we started the year at about 1,100 engaged credit union members.
Oh my gosh.
We're now at over 1,350. So every day, every month, during our educational happy hours, we're bringing in new people and having bigger, better conversations.
Right.
So,
I'm going to get the dates. It's June 3rd.
June 3rd for the conference.
That's less than a month away.
It is less than a month away.
All right.
Yeah, but sign up. If you can't make it, you still get it, because we're going to have it all online for anybody that can't make it that day. So you'll be able to go back and rethink, you know, all the information
nice
that we
one.
Have. Yes,
nice
unintentional,
segue.
But Gotcha.
Unintentional, but I like that. All right. So, hey, let's switch gears to Underground.
Sure.
What's the latest going on there? Because you guys have a big one, big show, I guess, coming up in October. I know it's still a ways away, but it'll be here before you know it.
So, we do.
So October, anything happening in between?
October. Or? Well, you know, we're doing events every month. So, and you can check that out on the Mitchell Stankovic website, MitchellStankovic.com. You know, we integrate what we do with the Underground as well with our consulting. And so right now we've been really focused on our boards and our advisory services, really looking at modernizing the board, succession planning, nominating committees. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. We have boards that are ready that are saying, we have some board members that are saying, hey, maybe it's time that we let somebody else in here that maybe has a little bit more going on. And so we are colliding again with Money 2020, the largest fintech conference in the world.
I like how you say you're colliding with
colliding,
them.
Yes. So we're really excited about that, and it's going to be the Underground 2 experience, and we're calling it that because it's two times the Underground. 2 days.
Well, it's 2 days, yeah.
Two days, yeah. And we're going to be at the top of the Venetian Hotel.
Oh, nice.
In their Prestige Club Lounge. And it's going to be packed. And we are really looking to change the landscape of Money 2020 and bring credit unions in. We started that in 2019.
Good for you guys. Yeah,
we're seeing more and more credit unions get there.
Yeah.
But this will be a way for credit unions in the industry who are going to be there to get to know people. And we can kind of have a cohort as we're walking through those doors of 8,000 people and know that we have others that have our back and are going to be looking for the same things that we're looking for here in the industry.
At least 8,000.
At least 8,000. Because they hit 6,000 last year, and that was still
pandemic-y. I think 2019, when did you guys have it at Zappos?
Yeah, it was 2019. 2019? Yep, right before. So
yeah, because they had like, I think they had like 13,000 people.
Yeah,
so pre-pandemic, obviously.
Yep, so it's going to be, we expect it to be pretty crazy.
But I like how you guys are like trying to bring in a bigger credit union presence there, because I remember the year that I went, Chris Kovacs was actually on a panel, speaking on a panel, and the facilitator introduced him. I can't remember how he introduced him, but Chris spoke up and stood up for credit and said, hey, you know what, I'm the lone credit union person here, and I'm representing credit unions.
Absolutely.
And it was really cool to see. It was kind of a goosebump type of moment.
Yeah, well,
really
and,
to see
and you know that
do that.
We had our Gene and the panel today talked about, you know, fintechs are taking over
they're
PayPals and the like are the ones that are becoming the trusted place. We may not be able to compete or fight against them, so what better way than to get in there, tell our story, Gigi and Jim said, in a different way, and find some partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can go in together, which hopefully we can do, because the Underground's always before before the event, coming together with a shared purpose, shared passion, then maybe we can make that happen
and
kind of change the industry a little bit.
Yeah, let's shake things up for sure. Well, that's what credit unions are originally founded on, shaking things up
a
little bit, right?
So absolutely.
Why can't we continue to do that?
Yep.
So, what else do you got on the docket here, Zach? Because, I mean, it sounds like you guys got
Yeah, you know what? I brought a cheat sheet because I did not want to forget anything.
I got my cheat sheet, so you can
You know, I think that really covers a lot of the things that we're doing. You know that Sue and Mitchell Stankovic were passionate about our activism. Sue's on the board of the Worldwide Foundation. Mm-hmm. So any of you out there, if you have donated to the Displacement Fund with World Council, thank you.
Yeah.
If we can ask you to do more, do more.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't checked it, check it out. And then we also worked directly with Brian Branch, retired CEO of World Council.
He made a visit over
he
to
did.
Poland.
He did, yeah, with Rafał, the CEO of the Polish National Association. And we've created a what we're calling a credit union fund that is going directly into an operational fund there that is going directly from their credit unions to the Polish people and the Ukrainian refugees. And so we've been able to buy ambulances that are going across the border to bring sick and elderly back over.
Yeah.
We have had the chance to find housing for families, get people back to work, get people back to school. And so we've had a lot of credit unions step up and be a part of that, donate to that as well as the World Council. And so it's, like I said, activism is a key part. And when we see people in need, people helping people means all people. Yeah. And so it's there is the need. That's the house that's burning right now. And so we're really excited to be able to help
well,
that
the
out.
Key portion of the word activism is act.
Yes.
So get absolutely. Out there and
you know
do
we're,
it.
Ideas
know?
Into so, action, right?
Right, right?
It's we don't stop.
I mean, Alyssa was went over as well.
Yes,
right?
She did. So she did. She got to meet with
so
Rafal
we definitely and, have and a presence over there in the
we
last
do.
Couple
we
of
do.
Months.
And getting a better understanding of what they need and Poland now has 3 million Ukrainian refugees.
Oh my God.
Some of the biggest cities have grown in population by 20% in less than 2 months. Mm. So the infrastructure is holding, and the Polish residents are there are no refugee camps. They're opening their doors and letting them stay with them until they can find a place to be. So it really is incredible in seeing what they're doing.
I'm still like shaking my head at what's going on over there. It's like this is 2022, not 1822.
Yes.
You know, it's, come on. So
anyway, another conversation.
That's a whole other conversation for sure. But yeah, but it's so great to see credit unions stepping up, and then again the Polish folks stepping up as well and inviting those people into their homes. Oh my gosh, what times we live in. So yeah, wonderful to see the stepping up. Anything else on your list?
No, I think I got my list, but you know, be a part of CU Pride Month and come check out the Underground. Co-op will be there. We'll be having an incredible time.
Yeah.
We'll be at the top of the strip.
Two days.
Two right times on. The experience, two times the and two times the presence at Money 2020. So
and then the conference too, June 3rd.
June 3rd at
9 a.m. Pacific time.
9 a.m. Pacific time.
So
yep.
4 hours.
Yep.
Got
correct.
It. All right, Zach, thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure chatting with you for a few minutes.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you so much.
Well done, sir.